Bernard Foley joins us now. Bernard, you were up 17-0 at one stage in that game on the weekend. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, lads. How are you doing?
Good. 17-0 and then went down. It's a heartbreaker for you guys.
Yeah, it's literally the one that got away, you know. We mismanaged that second half and we allowed the team back into the game. And I suppose in the end of the game, we got ourselves in a scrap and we weren't able to win. So that was probably the most disappointing thing. And maybe the lack of intent and the lack of urgency was something that we've reviewed and, you know, put things now in places so that won't happen again.
What things? Because, I mean, you've only had 2 wins for the entire year.
Yeah, it's been a lean year for sure. And I think we got together as a team over the weekend. We had a good honest chat as a whole squad, open staff included. And I think the way we approached it was one thing that we're definitely not out of this competition. We've just made it really extremely tough for us now to win our conference, but we want to be known for going forward and how we will appear these next so many games.
I want to know what happens in an honesty session, Bernard.
They're honest, Terry.
No. Is there finger pointing?
Yeah, it gets to that stage. You Ooh. Have to, if you're going to be open and you're going to make change, you actually have to, keep people honest and tell them if you think, you know, they've either slipped in areas, they've been good in other areas, you have to put names to faces.
Who'd you give it to?
No, I wasn't. I was just, you know, I suppose there was a, from the intent side of things, you know, guys were scared to make mistakes where I think as a team, you know, we've got to go out there and have the other mentality of, you know, look at the positive side, look at the good way and, you know, the intent and the improvement, I suppose, you can have on the game rather than thinking about the negative.
So, Bernard, it's mainly a mental thing rather than a technical thing at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I think you know, our urgency and our intent on Friday night was where we were not good enough. You know, we didn't try to lift the standards or improve the game. And then I suppose, you know, we turned over too much ball, so that's a technique or a skill acquisition, and that's something that we've tried to improve as well.
Well, it's on again this week, mate. You've got the Queensland Reds, so there's no shortage of motivation. You've got to make up for what happened last time, and then you've got to defeat your arch rivals in Queensland.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, that's something we've looked into as well. You know, the positives of turning around against playing Queensland up in Suncorp. You know, it's always a massive task, and they're a team, you know, filled with a lot of talent as well. So for us, and this rivalry between New South Wales and Queensland continues, you know, and this is one game that as a supporter, you know, you really want to watch us because I think we can really fire some shots and looking forward to playing against Queensland.
Yeah, you're right, mate. It's only tight. Like the Brumbies 17, but the Reds are 10 and Force and you guys on 9 points. So it's very bunched up.
That doesn't say much for the others, does it?
No, but it's you guys can get up the ladder here.
Yeah, it doesn't say much, you know. But what we've spoken about is you've just got to win your conference, and at the moment, the Aussie conference hasn't done as well as it
looks.
But realistically, you know, every team's still in with a chance. So you know, there's 7 games left in the regular season, and if you win all 7 games, you'll make that final. So that's all we're aiming at, and we're looking at, but. It starts this weekend when we play the Reds.
We'll stick for this weekend, all right?
Good. Stick around.
Yeah. Good luck, mate.
Thank you very much.
Play well.
New South Wales Waratahs fly half. Bernard Foley, Wallaby fly half too. The Aussie Conference sides are under pressure. $1.70, the Queensland Reds up against the Waratahs, $2.15.